stigma came at a time when HIV was not treatable, where it was very difficult to manage it and where people were associating HIV infection with almost the loss of life. I think we've made a lot of gains in that now HIV is now really treated as a chronic disease, which will last for many, many years. So the question of how to deal with the stigma is really to increase the gospel, if you like, of how well we are now able to manage this condition. So that is no longer a thing to be hidden under the shelf. And it will take time because we have generations that were exposed to the older phase of HIV and to the newer generations, we just have to get the good news to spread.
We still remember that some parliamentarians at one stage actually went out to show that they were HIV negative and so forth, you know, after getting tested. But some people still believe that when you're HIV positive, you've got a problem. Maybe you are promiscuous or something like that. What do you think about that?
I think the example by parliamentarians was actually excellent. And they were trying to face up with the fact that stigma is one of the causes of the increasing rate of HIV. Where there's stigma, people get more and more infected and they don't seek treatment. So the example of parliamentarians was good. But what needs to be done is not a one-off, but a continuous process, which is led by the lead community leaders like parliamentarians, but as well as by church leaders. If the church leaders can also give a word and help to spread the good word that this is a condition that is manageable and that we as Zimbabwe now are quite cautiously optimistic that by 2030 we might reach a goal of no more new cases. So there's a lot of good news to be said, and I think that has to be spread better. And we have to organize ourselves in a better way to communicate the fact that we can control this condition, and if it's picked up early, the control is better.
What will happen if, let's say, prominent people like soccer players actually come out and tell the public about their status? Will that change maybe for the better?
It should. It should be able to change for the better, but it's a process. It's a mental process where people who are HIV positive will be able to tell everybody else. And they may, as individuals, want to discuss that, but maybe they have to consult the families and so on. It takes a long process sometimes. But if that can be achieved by prominent people, politicians included, business people, all those people that are thought to be community leaders and role models, then that should be very beneficial to stopping the issue of stigma.
Now, Professor Spanda, why do you think that people with HIV are still shunned in Zimbabwe?
I actually do not think they are shunned. I think that there is a perception which is born out of the stigma that if I tell people, they will think about me as something, or as somebody who is, as you are putting it, who has been behaving in a way which are less acceptable than others. So generally, we still have some way to go, but there's a lot of improvement in the understanding of the condition, and in particular in the understanding that this is a lifelong condition that can be controlled very effectively. It doesn't affect their work, their career choices. It doesn't even affect whether they will or will not have babies. I think within 5 or so years, everybody should be able to be talking about it without any problem.
Any justification for that?
I think it's because we are more and more aware. We have a major campaign by the WHO, the 1990 campaign. We'll be testing and treating people as soon as they are diagnosed. And that way, we will reach out many more people. And then that awareness becomes shared by the community. And we should be able to minimize the stigma within that time frame based on the interventions that the WHO is promoting and that the government of Zimbabwe has embraced.